We have Zach from The Morning Show now joining us, who is at the University of Washington. Zach, what's it look like down there? I hear some noise in the background.
Well, there is noise, Ari. There is a lot of songs at this protest as opposed to last night. A lot of chants last night, a lot of songs tonight. I saw the set list. It looks complex. So, things have been stepped up a little bit. But so basically, to set the scene, you got on one side of the street, on the ethnic cultural center side of the street, that's where the community space would be. That's where the protesters are at. And I will say, not a lot of black bloc. And to their credit, mostly UW students. I've talked to a few. We're going to try to get one on here shortly, live on the air. And then on the other side of the street, you've got the Ethnic Cultural Theater. And that's where the event's taking place. And that's where the line is forming for that event. So let me head right into the middle of the counter protest where the activists are at. And let's see if we can get someone to talk to us, tell us why they're out here.
Oh, this is great. This is so much fun on the radio. I love the singing in the background. I love the chanting in the background. This is just fantastic.
All right. I think we're ready to go. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're good. Let's go. Who do you got for us?
All right. Can I ask you just your first name?
I'm talking with another journalist right now.
Okay. Sorry. We'll come back. There's been a couple students that said they wouldn't talk to journalists. So let me pop across the street.
Is he talking to over there, Zach?
I don't know. Somebody with a phone. I have a microphone. One of us is a journalist. Even Jonathan Cho brings equipment.
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah.
All right. I made it across the street. I'm on the Riley Gaines side. Let's see who we can find.
Describe the crowd. What
do we got? Nice people. Real nice folks in regular clothes on this side. I feel much more comfortable. Excuse me, you two look like UW students. Could we ask you, live on the air right now, what are you doing out here? It's a sunny day. You could be at a bar. Why are you here?
I'm sorry. I don't really know what's going on. We just came to check out.
To see what people are protesting.
No worries. Well, let me ask you this. The climate on campus lately, yesterday, obviously, some shenanigans, shall we say, ensued. This is now going on. What's the vibes on campus? How are you feeling? Is it safe? Is it weird? What's the times like?
Definitely got a very weird email this morning from the dean, and could totally see what side she was on, and I don't know.
And what side was that?
Pro-Israel.
Like. Yeah, we were really surprised to see her condemn the actions of the students who were protesting and not say anything about condemning the police violence that happened or, like, the really excessive police presence that showed up.
And was it with the fire and everything, was there any bit of fear last night or that things got out of hand, or did you feel it was justified and understandable?
I didn't hear about it until this morning, but I was just surprised that such a huge police presence showed up to respond to it.
Zach, ask them about the $1 million damage to the building.
Well, I hear the damage is going to be $1 million to that building. How long ago did that open?
I don't know.
No worries. I was not admitted to the School of Engineering myself, so I get it. Anyway, thank you both for speaking. Sorry, I'll let you go back to your day. Let's keep going. Let's see who we can talk to.
You're doing great, Zach. You managed.
Anybody want to go live on the radio right now?
Yeah.
All right, we got a nice lady here. What's your name?
Kathy Lambert.
And what are you doing out here tonight?
I'm here to say that women are important, and every young woman should be able to compete in sports. There are so many CEOs who were in sports, and it helps women to have the opportunity to compete and to have a wonderful future. And we're here to protect women.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Zach, thank the former King County Council member for being on the Ari Hoffman Show today.
Well, I'll go back and do that later. I'm on the other side of the street now. I'm going back to my guy.
I can't help myself.
All right, we're back. No journalists around. All right, live on the air. What's your name?
My name is Alex.
And why are you out here tonight, Alex? It's a nice day. You could be at a bar. Why at a protest?
It is a beautiful day. I'm here because Olivia Krawczyk and Riley Gaines are grifters. They make their livings spreading the narrative that transgender people are a threat. The right is trying to distract from the fact that billionaires have taken over our country and are robbing us blind by scapegoating immigrants and trans people and blaming DEI. Those with wealth and power know that if they divide us against each other, they will not have resistance. These people are trying to stoke outrage in order to fill their social media with wild claims about Antifa, and they frame it as if they're being censored. We are telling them we will not be tolerant of their intolerance. We are responding to their hate with love and joy in solidarity with the transgender community and LGBTQ+ community.
Thank you so much, Alex. One question off the script. You don't have to answer if you don't want. Obviously, some stuff went down last night. This is going down tonight. Any connection? Does this feel different? Were you at last night's protest? What has campus felt like today? No comment. That's all right. All right. All right.
Zach.
Any other questions?
You stay safe down there, my man.